He is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League. Speculated for at least a few days that he was going to be named, and today they unveiled Randy Ambrosi as their new head man. He joins us on the telephone. Randy, first of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a very special day, and nice to be talking with you, Bob.
Well, so tell us about the process of this. Is this something you aspired to, applied for? Did a search committee knock on your door? What was the genesis of this, Randy?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I think it all really started with the fact that just last year I completed a transaction where we successfully sold the firm that I was the CEO of,
right,
called McDougall, McDougall & McTeer. And, you know, once I wrapped up my duties there, I was, you know, I was kind of just sitting around having lots of fun, enjoying time with my wife and daughters. And then I saw the article that, you know, that Jeffrey was going to be leaving. And Jim Lawson and I have, you know, developed a friendship over, you know, the last several years. And you know, Jim and I just started talking. And, you know, Jim made it clear that there was going to be a process. And wasn't too long after that that I got contacted by the search firm that they hired and was taken through a very rigorous process. And I've been conducting these processes myself over the years in the roles that I've had, and I really appreciated the way they approached this. And here I am today, you know, the commissioner of the Canadian Football League.
The task in front of you, some would say, is daunting, and yet at the same time, there are no... Well, I say there are no fires to put out, and you know, you've been around the Canadian Football League long enough, as have I. We've seen times where people have come into this job and there were real problems. You have issues right now, but none of them seem to be about ownership or the immediate future. As you looked around at the prospect of taking this job and what you might face, what did you think was the biggest hurdle?
Well, you know, if you would indulge me, I guess I started looking at it, you know, more from the other side of that coin, and, you know, where did I see opportunities, and
all right,
what were the foundation stones on which this league is sitting? And I would say, you know, consistently the positioning of some of these new stadiums, what's gone on in Regina, the move to BMO Field, what's happened in Ottawa, you know, the fantastic success they've had in Hamilton, of course, the three community-owned teams in the West. I looked at all of those things in totality, and I thought, okay, there's just a lot of really good things going on. It was especially important to understand what was happening here in Toronto because, you know, this organization, you know, we need to revitalize the Argonaut brand. But I was so impressed with the ownership and their commitment to the future of the Canadian Football League, their commitment to the future of Toronto here to the Argonauts here in Toronto. And those things combined just told me that this was a green field of opportunity, a game I love, and I thought it was a fantastic place for me to jump out of a long career in financial services and into a game, into a business and a game that I love as much as I do.
Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you were in Calgary playing for the Stampeders during the whole Save Our Stamps rally thing in the mid-80s.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's perfect example of history of things don't have to stay down. Like, they, in that case, within 3 or 4 years, Wally Buono was there. The Stamps are going to the Grey Cup year after year and go from being a team on the brink of being lost to one of the most successful organizations. So there is a lot of history throughout the league in that sense.
Yeah, and I completely agree. And in fact, if you add to that, look at what they've done here in Toronto. Like this coach and general manager combination is absolutely fantastic. I mean, these are absolutely proven winners. And, you know, that opening game of the season was so fantastic, and I was excited for them. And you can see Coach Tressman's fingerprints all over that. You know, he's got a recipe for success, and it gives a person a reason to have lots of confidence that they are a great formula. And you know, it's not going to change overnight, but I was impressed again in my conversations with the team and the owners that, you know, they are here for the long term. They are committed to this being a success, and I think they started on a really positive footing by getting, you know, a one of the best 1-2 general manager coach combinations that you could have hoped to have.
With Randy Ambrosi, the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, I can't even count how many commissioners I've gone through in my career, a lot, and I've gotten to know all of them, and have even had the opportunity to talk about the dilemma in Toronto, because this is nothing new, as you know, Randy. This has been ongoing for decades, the struggle to make the Argonauts relevant against the backdrop of other major sports in Canada's biggest city. And I've been asked on numerous occasions, well, what would you do? And I'm usually not shy about offering advice. And I bluntly had to say, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know how to fix this. And I'm never comfortable with the notion that a commissioner can fix it. But what can you do with the Toronto Argonauts, or for the Toronto Argonauts specifically?
Well, you know, I certainly don't have a patented 6-point plan that I've written a book about, you know, that I'm going to say this is how you do it, you know, but I think there are some things that we could point to that are, you know, that will give us opportunities. Number one is, you know, look, that facility itself is a place that people can go to and enjoy a game. And I think it's safe to say that when the Argos, who I was there, when the Argos were playing at Exhibition Field, that when they left to go to the Sky Dome, I don't think the Sky Dome was the right venue for the team, and it really struggled in that building. And I can say that I think this building, this facility at this time, is a great place to start. And I think you got to make it just like everything else. We're in the entertainment business now, and you know, I'm sure you guys have gone to other sporting events. You know, you look at the NBA, and they just make it fun. They make it super fun to be in that building and enjoying the game. And that's going to be part of it. It's going to be to create an atmosphere that, you know, people will feel warm and welcomed, and they'll go home at the end of the evening. And then winning is just such a powerful force. You know, I was looking at some statistics, you know, for the Blue Jays in 2010. They had the lowest attendance in Major League Baseball. They were just below or just slightly above 20,000 fans per game. And, you know, last year they had, I think, the highest or fourth highest attendance in Major League Baseball, with almost twice as many fans coming per game. And, you know, again, what's the difference? And you guys are experts at sport. Like, I don't have to tell you, you know, what changed. It you know, it's one simple thing, and it's winning. And, you know, Torontonians love winners, and they, you know, they celebrate winning, and I think they deserve winning as truly a global community. Toronto is in some respects, you know, one of our greatest cities in the country. So, you know, winning is just going to be a big part of it, and I think it will help us. And again, I go back to, you know, to what they've done with a management and coaching structure here. It's just so many reasons to be optimistic about the future with those pieces in place.
Well, before I let Brad back in, let me throw one other thing at you. You know, your friends at TSN are your broadcast partners, and they paid a lot of money for the rights, and their prescription, understandably, is to have a game, generally speaking, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, generally speaking. That's the way they structure their broadcast. That's the way they can make money off it. That's the way the CFL can make money off of them. And yet the dilemma that you have, or that I have as a Torontonian for the vast majority of my life, is never really being sure when the Argonauts are playing. And in the absence of an aggressive advertising campaign, which we have seen from time to time from the Argonauts, but otherwise we've seen periods where they've done nothing, in talking to fans, it's one of the things that keeps coming up. It's difficult to go to a game on a spur of the moment decision when you're not even sure whether they're playing or not. Can you address that with your friends at TSN so that teams do have a more regular day of the week to play at home?
Yeah, Bob, it's a great question, and I think it's fairly asked. And I would tell you that I was impressed when I met with the governors during this process that I think they are prepared to look at everything, to take an honest assessment of where changes can be made that will ultimately lead to greater success as a league. So I believe that is a fundamentally important way to run a business, is to have your eyes open and be asking questions and talk to your fans and you know, really talk to them and listen to them for, you know, for information that can help you to make better decisions. And I think, and part of what I hope will be characterized by my tenure as the commissioner of the CFL is a person who's a great active listener and really interested in finding solutions. And as I said, not to keep going over and over, but I'm just so excited and optimistic that there is a great outcome to be had here and across the Canadian Football League as we grow the business.
Just from a left field point of view question, I know you've been away and been involved in financial management, investment firms and all that kind of thing. And so probably been away from the league in terms of, I know you've paid attention to it. When this announcement was made with you being as a commissioner, was there any strange calls you got from old teammates that ready to give you crap? Like, really, you're the guy that's going to run this league now kind of thing? Did you hear from anybody that you didn't expect to?
Well, look, you guys, again, are experts at sports, so you'll know this. It's coming. Like, these guys, they can't help themselves. Like, and had it been one of several of my teammates that might have been on, you know, the receiving end of this press situation today, I would have busted their chops all day long. So, yeah, no, it's coming. I'm going to get a chance to see my dear friend Pierre Vercheval in Montreal tomorrow night, and going to the game there. And I'm sure Pierre will dig me, and it'll just be the beginning of a long and painful process of the guys giving me a hard time.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, the big boys on the offensive line are going to stay together regardless as well. And what about you mentioned about the stadium, a good move for Toronto. I don't think the CFL's ever been in better shape. The model that they found with these new stadiums, like in Saskatchewan, in Ottawa, in Winnipeg and Hamilton, there's some pretty nice buildings when given some of the places that the teams had to play over the years.
Oh my gosh, it's a sea change. Look, I can tell you that Regina Taylor Field, when I was there playing, you know, from 85 to 93, that was no bargain. Ivor Wynne, you know, like really when you went into Ivor Wynne, it wasn't great. To see what they've got now in Hamilton with Tim Hortons Field, it's so fantastic to see what's happened, you know, again, Saturday night wasn't just a celebration of Canada's 150th birthday. It was a celebration for an entire province, because you have to just feel good for them that, you know, they have emerged with one of the nicest facilities, not just in Canada, but in North America, and perfectly sized for that community and their future. So, yeah, there's just... There's lots of reasons, again, to be very optimistic. But you've got to make the point, because I guess you, and I think you both are, you know this, you're experts at sport. There is no short-term solution to anything. You have to earn it. You got to work at it day by day. And that's the kind of workmanlike approach that I'm hoping to lead as we, you know, take the CFL to its next level of success.
Before we let you go, I know you were born in Winnipeg and you went to school there. Where has home been for the last few years?
You know, for the most part, it's been here in Oakville. My wife and I came here after I retired. I was with the investment firm Midland Wallwin, and I went to Winnipeg to run a branch for them there. And then in 1996, I got promoted and we came here, moved to Oakville. And with the exception of a couple of years in Vancouver with Merrill Lynch, and then I, you know, running three Maxwell, our head offices in Montreal, but I lived in Oakville with Barb and the girls and commuted a lot back and forth. So, Oakville has been our home, going back to the mid-90s. And it really is. Home is where the heart is, and my heart's at with Barb and the girls. So
sure.
This is where we live.
So no move is necessary in order to take this job.
No move is necessary, no.
A little bit of a commute, but that's we all do that in the big city.
Right.
We wish you good luck. And we congratulate you on the appointment. We hope it's a long and successful tenure. And during the process of being the commissioner, we hope you'll take a few minutes sometime and join us in studio so we can get a chance to meet and chat more about this league and your plans for it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Randy. Randy Ambrosi is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and we do wish him well.